T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
So all the weather experts now are critical of Major League Baseball for not changing the entire schedule this weekend. I'm looking for all the apologies that, wait a minute. I don't see any. My bad.
They got lucky. I'm sorry.
Howie Rose. Yeah. Where's the apology to Rob Manfred for having a better meteorologist than you have?
Blind squirrel finds another
Evan Roberts. Once in a
while. Where's the Fonzie? Yeah. I was wrong.
What?
Remember when Fonzie couldn't say the
Fonzie?
Words?
Fonzie?
Yes.
What are you, 90?
Yeah. Come on.
Fonzie?
It's one of the best. It's one of the greatest TV characters in history.
I didn't say it wasn't, but Arthur Fonzarelli you just dropped?
Yes, absolutely.
You got to retire.
Absolutely.
By the way, we'll name a microphone after you or something, but you're done. Oh, my Lord.
That's blasphemy right
you just
there.
Just dropped the Fonzie reference
you
on us.
The Fonzie's the greatest.
Yeah, but nobody remembers that.
That's why you got to keep it alive.
Wow.
Buck Showalter joining Craig and Evan at 3:30.
Yes.
Well, I got to start attending these pre-show meetings. We're talking to Buck Showalter at 3:30.
That interview looked very different last night at about 9:30, believe me.
That's why you play the game. And this report, guys, brought to you by News Nation and by your local Mazda dealer. Visit MazdaUSA.com.
No, I got to get one of these Cincinnati Bengals color rush shirts, though. This white with the thing and the tiger and the Bengals. I like it.
Shut
your mouth.
They beat us last week. Now you get their jersey.
I'm
gonna get a sweatshirt.
If the Mets don't win the World Series,
fraud.
Can we be quiet?
That's
people with card on this
folks.
As a matter of fraud, I like the sweatshirt.
Control, Evan.
I like the colors.
They just beat our football team.
Harrison Bader's middle name is Mask.
So what? Harrison
Bader.
You get it?
Our football
team
sucks.
They do suck.
How come I can't find the Color Rush jersey on Fanatics right now? Hey, Tommy, call Fanatics up for me. I can't find the Color Rush sweatshirt, hoodie, on their website right now. And I've seen the images they've put out. I noticed the jerseys tonight are the white on white with the white kind of tiger scratch thing as they get ready for a game against the Dolphins tonight. But I'm on Fanatics right now, and I don't see the Cincinnati Bengals Color Rush sweatshirt.
I think God is telling you something. As a Jet fan, you cannot purchase.
Is what God's telling me, Evan.
You cannot purchase nor ask for a free Cincinnati Bengals jersey.
I'm trying. Why wouldn't they have the Color Rush stuff up there? Like, you think they would, right? Am I wrong in just asking the question?
You would think, as it's getting a lot of positive reviews. People really love that thing.
It looks fantastic, and it'll be on display tonight, and I'm looking forward to it. But welcome to the show, another edition of Carton and Roberts, Evan Roberts, Craig Carton. Lots to do. No baseball tonight, which is great because now you can watch the NFL game without having to worry about missing the New York Mets pennant race, the New York Yankees, Aaron Judge going for 62 now. And by the way, I just like to say this out of the gate. If you go to a baseball game, Evan, as an adult male, and I do not mean this to be sexist, it's not, it's just the way I process it, okay? An adult male goes to a baseball game with the express written purpose of hoping that he gets the opportunity to make the catch on the Aaron Judge home run if he hits it.
Yes.
So that adult male brings a baseball glove with him because I don't want to risk the ball hitting my thumb and ricocheting off, or maybe it caught my pinky and I dropped it. I bring the glove to guarantee I make the catch. Is that not
That's so the far? Intention of bringing the glove, yes.
So two different guys, and to be fair, there's a third guy there. There was a Yankee fan sandwiched in between the two Blue Jay fans. Three guys, three gloves. Nobody makes the catch.
Can you imagine dropping or failing to catch something worth millions of dollars? It's life-changing.
Well, that ball's worth, they say, $500,000 to $1 million.
But
the
think
next
about
one's
it.
Worth
when,
the most.
When you miss a foul ball or a home run at any baseball game, it's more about your pride. It's more about, it's a cool memento to have. It's not really worth anything. Those guys, Craig, missed out on a life-changing experience.
And they're well aware of it. That's why they went to the game. Yes. And I'm watching, going, you got to be kidding me. All three of those guys didn't make a play on the ball. Like, what are we talking about?
And then,
that's why we're fans and the players are players. And every time we get that twisted and we think, oh, I could do that. Three knuckleheads, all with baseball gloves on. Every one of them dropped the ball.
And then it ends up in the hands
of the Blue Jays.
And so it isn't even a fan that gets to orchestrate a negotiation.
Right.
It just ends up with the Blue Jays.
Now, there was a negotiation, apparently. Went from the Blue Jays to the Yankee bullpen. From the Yankee bullpen, there was then a negotiation with Aaron Judge. And then with Aaron Judge, there was then a negotiation. Does my wife get the ball? Mm-hmm. Does my mom get the ball? Mom always wins. Mama always trumps wife. So obviously his mom gets it. And it was a great moment for Judge, for the Yankees, and those of you that seem to have, you know, a vested interest in this thing happening.
It was cool in that it bailed out Gerrit Cole, who for some reason had a colossal meltdown in the bottom of the sixth inning after being perfect through the first five.
Yeah.
And I think I know this means a lot to Judge because he's talked about it constantly. He's all about winning. It's a game-winning home run. It wasn't
turned
a
out to be,
meaningless.
That's right.
We're up 8-0 home run. Not that there would be anything wrong with that. So I think for Judge, even though, yes, the standings have been determined they're going to win the division, hitting an important in that game home run, I think, is something that he really wanted.
Now, I know last night, because some family concerns, you did not get to go to the Met game yesterday, but I know you were watching the Met game. So I'd love to know what Evan Roberts was doing in the first six innings of yesterday's
crushing
game.
Crushing out everybody. Including the manager who's going to join us today. Like, I was very upset about him allowing Taiwan Walker to face Brian De La Cruz.
Okay.
De La Cruz hit a home run earlier. He was 2-for-2 against him.
Right.
He had Seth Lugo warming up, get his ass out the game, and he gives up a double ahead in the count 1-2. But that wasn't the biggest issue. The biggest issue was these bats were dead for the first six innings. That was the biggest issue. And I think most of us watching this game, and the way I watched it, I was behind on the game. All right.
Okay.
But
well, that's normal for you, though.
Well, yes, it was
normal. You're watching on DVR.
Watching on DVR on my iPad, and I needed to know what was happening in the Braves-Nationals game. So I have that game next to me, but I can't watch it, Craig, because if I watch it, they may flash the Mets score.
They're going to flash the Mets
score. So I have it on the MLB Game Day app, where they tell you in play, out recorded. In play, no out recorded, run scores. That's how I'm watching this game.
Ugh.
And so I'm seeing the Nationals nursing a 2-1 lead. I'm like, you know, this is going to piss me off even more. They can't take advantage of this. And never did I think they were going to come back. Even when Eduardo Escobar hit that 2-run home run in the seventh, it still felt like your normal tease. Because Alonso did that the night before. The 3-run home run to get you back in the game. But what was so important, I thought, is that they instantly, the next inning, put another rally together. And it looked like that rally was going nowhere.
Yeah, but hold on.
When Lindor swings at the first pitch and pops up. And now you're down to two outs, and then Eduardo Escobar, who has been so clutch all September, came through with the two-run hit.
The month of Escobar,
the
as Gary Cohen said.
Of Escobar.
But here's what's interesting. You know, we sat here yesterday, and we actually, in a weird way, kind of predicted some of what happened, not the ultimate outcome. We didn't. But we both kind of said, you know, wait, watch the Marlins go up 2-0, and Met fans feel like, that's it, game's over.
Yeah.
Because there was that, you know, the night before that happened. Excuse me, and the feeling sometimes, right, with the Yankees too, so I'm not picking on the Mets here. Sometimes as a fan, you have that feeling, well, the team's lethargic, they're not going to score runs, they're dead, there's no spirit, all that stuff.
Right.
And, you know, last night it was like that.
100%.
1-0, 2-0, 3-0, 4-0. Here we are now in the last third of the game, no reason at all to think that the Mets had another rally.
The only thing that gave me some hope is when they scored the two runs to make it 4-2, What scared me was top of the eighth inning, the Marlins tacking on a run. Kind of like what they did the night before. When Ottavino comes in and gives you that shutdown inning, and now you got six outs to go, you're down by two, you got the top of the order coming up, you feel like you have a half a shot. But that eighth inning was so infuriating because you get the two on and nobody out, Lindor pops up. Then you get the bases loaded, one out, and McNeil pops up. Both those guys swinging at the first pitch. When Escobar came up after that, as clutch as he had been earlier in the game, that felt like an absolute gut punch to have the bases loaded, right, one out, and you're not going to score.
Right, exactly right.
And think about what that ball was. It was a weak ground ball to the right side
now,
that found the hole.
Here's the question. As the Mets are being shut out through the first half of the game, a little more than that, did you have, and I know you're catching up because you started on DVR.
Yes.
And I'm trying to figure this out for Met fans. At what point did you know, hey, if we win, we gain a game?
Oh, from so
in relation to what Atlanta was doing.
Okay, so I finished.
That's because you're scoreboard watching.
The Mets tied the game before the game. Well, let me frame it this way.
Because you knew in the 10th, okay, obviously, the Braves, that was it.
The game ended, for those that were live, I ended up being about 20 minutes behind
the
way it eventually ended. If you're watching the Met game live, the Braves had lost in the top of the 10th inning of the Met game. So you're already in extra innings, tied the game up.
Right.
Now you know the Braves lost. And by the way, that one game swing is monstrous. I expressed that yesterday.
Beyond huge.
The Mets go into this weekend. Obviously, I want to win two out of three. I'd like to sweep it. But if they lose two out of three, they are still in the driver's seat to win this division, which was my goal for the last 2 months.
Right.
I'm not saying I'm rooting for only winning one out of three.
You want to be in a place, you've said it a million times, where all you got to do is win a single game in Atlanta, and then obviously you got to be Washington
100%,
afterwards. 100%. But in the Atlanta series, you wanted to take the pressure off having to sweep or win the series.
No doubt.
That was the goal.
For me, though, the Nationals won the game about 35 seconds before Eduardo Escobar got the game-winning hit. So my emotions, and I had to be very quiet. Everything's okay, but I was in a hospital last night. And as the game ends, I jump up. I'm doing the silent pump fist. And then my wife looks at me and says, I feel bad you didn't go.
What is
and
the...
And I said, honey, come on now.
I guess it's now that you said it. I didn't. I'm being a good partner here. But now that you said it,
yes.
What's the baby's name? And I've been very good about not saying anything about it, but I did tell you a year and a half ago that you and your wife were going to have a daughter.
Right.
I'm just wondering, how's the baby doing? What's the baby's name? And how much did he or she weigh?
See, here's the problem now.
Because you just kind of flippantly said,
no, I didn't.
I didn't watch the Met game. I was in the hospital
last
night.
No, I did watch the Met game. I was in the hospital.
You watched the Met game while your wife was giving birth? My gosh.
Wouldn't be the first time.
I mean, I watched the Jets-Steeler playoff game right after my wife gave birth, so I get it.
Before anyone tweets me, congratulations.
Congratulations.
He's full of crap, okay? There's no baby.
Well, why else would Evan Roberts flippantly say, oh, by the way, I was in the hospital last night, and I'm looking at you. You're wearing the same pants you wore yesterday.
Because I am.
Because you had a baby.
I did not have a baby.
I'm so happy
for
you guys.
My wife did not have a baby, but everything's okay.
Okay.
Right? Everything's fine.
No babies.
Everybody's fine.
Did her water
break?
There's
no baby. There's no water being broken.
Okay.
There will be no baby, by the way.
Okay.
There is no baby. But the mess was, I was happy.
Why would you flippantly say, oh, by the way, I was in the hospital last
night?
Because
I want to explain kind of my scene.
Okay.
I'm sitting in a chair.
Keep it real with the audience.
I want to keep it real.
I assume no SNY in the hospital?
No SNY in the hospital.
Okay.
I'm on one tablet watching the Met game. I'm on the other tablet watching the MLB Game Day app.
All right.
My youngest son is sleeping. I need to be quiet. My wife's half asleep, and there's nurses coming in every 5 minutes.
Right.
And I'm very emotionally into this game. And everybody's taken care of, by the way. I'm a very good father.
Let me just say, his family's fine.
Everyone's good.
Well. There's no issue.
Minor thing, we're
right.
All good. All good, I swear
all
to
good.
God. All right?
Yeah.
My wife was ready for me to leave.
Evan thought he was a baseball player. He had a cuticle problem, so he went to the ER for it.
Yes.
Help, I'm Jacob DeGrom. Can you cut my nails, please?
But when they won that game, I'm jumping up from this awkward position because it was that kind of game.
Yeah.
I think a lot of Met fans felt that way. The jump up out of your seat, emotion kind of game.
You know, we talk a lot on this show, all shows, about, oh, that's the biggest win of the year. Oh, that's the biggest win of the year. And obviously, depending on when you win and what's going on around you, you know, a game in July, which in the moment may be the biggest win of the year, you know, 2 months later is now an afterthought.
Yeah.
Because something happened tonight. last night, I mean, listen, it's not even debatable, is the biggest win of the year.
No doubt.
Because Atlanta lost, so they gave you a shot to get that one-game lead that you desperately want and need. And let's be honest, you were dead in the water for six innings.
Yeah, and as bad as this offense has been, they did something last night they've kind of done all year but reminded us, their ability to fight back. I mean, that's been the story of this team all season.
More early in the season than recently.
Yeah,
but
look,
they do have that DNA.
They
that's
have
fair.
That yeah. in their DNA, and it was kind of a reminder for any diehard Met fan, and I'm not going that far back to bring this game up. It reminded me of the Asdrubal Cabrera game from 2016 when he hit the walk-off home run against the Phillies and had the greatest bat flip of all time. That turned out to be, even though it wasn't a special year, 2016, they lost immediately. That's the regular season game we all remember.
Yep.
Truthfully, that is. You remember the Asdrubal Cabrera game. This obviously was the Eduardo Escobar game. It was also the bullpen game because the bullpen had to step up. Drew Smith did a tremendous job in the 10th inning, and we were all freaking out about it. We'll ask Buck later. I think most Met fans were thinking, hey, this is a big game. Why isn't Diaz pitching a second inning? I think we all thought that.
Fair enough.
A fair thought. We all had it. Very few of us had confidence in Drew Smith with a runner on second and nobody out in the 10th inning. And guess what? He got the freaking job done. And so did Eduardo Escobar. And the Mets got a victory they needed, and now it's all set up. They made a decision, which I understand, but I'm not totally in favor of, and that's flipping the rotation to have DeGrom on Friday. Fine. I'm not mad at it.
And by the way, as of right now, the weather forecast for Atlanta is okie dokie. So they're not moving the game up. There's no reason to. And you go Friday, Saturday, Sunday as originally planned. And that's where you're at.
And
that's your season right there.
Here's what it comes down to.
And by the way, Buck Showalter will be live and exclusive with us today at what time?
3:30.
3:30, Buck Showalter.
It's very simple. You win all three games against the Braves, there's a party Sunday night. The Mets win the division. If you win two out of three against the Braves, and all you've got to do is win a game against the Washington Nationals. If you lose two out of three, you just have to beat the Nationals three times in a row, assuming the Braves don't give you help and stub their toe. So it's really all in front of you now to secure this National League East, which is not a guaranteed trip to the NLCS, but the road is less crooked. The road has less bumps in it if you win this division, get that rest, and automatically go to the NLDS. And for us as Met fans who don't have a lot of division titles in our history, I've only seen two in my lifetime, it matters. It's important, and now it's right in front of us to seal the deal this weekend in Atlanta.
Well, we got lots to talk to you about. Obviously, the big New York Met win. Aaron Judge hits a 61st. You have Aaron's mom and the son of Roger Maris, Roger Maris Jr., embracing and enjoying it. And then, amazingly, Roger Maris Jr. threw Barry Bonds. I mean, that's pretty much what his name is now. Threw Barry Bonds under the largest bus you could ever find in your lifetime. I will go down that road as well. Lots cooking, especially the experience for you as a fan, because now here's what you're set up with. Three games against the Baltimore Orioles. The outcome of the game, totally irrelevant. But if you have a seat in left center or right center, or heck, dead left or dead right, the get-in price is already absurd. Earlier this morning, it was $350. Now I'm being told it's almost double that.
Wow.
Whoever catches, if anyone, the next Aaron Judge home run, you are an instant multi-millionaire. The price tag right now is $3 million. So, it's no longer about the game. Of course, it'd be nice to win. Can the Yankees still get to 100 wins?
Yeah.
Yes, they can.
Yeah.
But everybody going to that game, it's now about dust off the old Mizuno, go get the A2000, oil it up, and make sure if that ball hits your glove, you catch it. That ball makes you an instant multi-millionaire.
We all know and respect that you're a bougie guy. We all are. But if I handed you...
Yeah, slightly, I drive bougie. An Elantra.
Yeah.
I just want to reiterate that point. While I have bougie tendencies at times, when we're talking about going to games...
Well, that's my point.
I drive a Hyundai Elantra with 35,000 miles on it. Yes, the seat is broken. It doesn't go back or forth.
I mean it in terms of going to games. If I gifted you a ticket in which you were in the front row.
Yes.
In the left field bleachers.
Okay. Where I used to have season tickets
where
for Boomer.
You used to have season tickets.
We had four seats in those exact seats.
And you're a great athlete. You'd be the first to tell us.
I am a fantastic
athlete. You have a chance to sit out there, make a catch, and quit one of your two jobs. You have a chance to do that. Because you'd make so much freaking money.
$3 million.
Would you bring your glove?
No.
Why not?
No.
Gives you a better chance at it.
Because, number one, I'm an adult. Number two, these hands are special. All right, these hands, they used to call me Crazy Glue Carton when I was in junior high school at Albert Leonard Junior High School. Crazy Glue Carton. If it touched my hands, it stuck. That's right. No, I'm an adult. I'm 50 years old. I'm not bringing a baseball glove to a game. That's why I don't bring a tennis racket to a tennis match.
It's very
different.
I don't
wear a hockey mask to a hockey game.
You're not volleying when you go to the U.S. Open.
Yeah.
You're not stopping a puck when you're on a hockey game. But when you're at a baseball game, you have a chance to make a catch.
Yeah.
That changes your life.
$3 million would change my life.
Changes your life.
Overnight changed my life.
If you catch that baseball, you quit. No, I know that.
I'd be gone.
Well, you'd quit the other job. You wouldn't quit this job.
If I had $3 million locked up, guaranteed, pop, 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 peace out.
Yes.
Bye-bye. Never hear from me again. You'll see me at Sotheby's smiling ear to ear when the gavel comes down and it goes, $3.4 million sold.
So is there not a small part of you that would say, you know what, Friday night, maybe I will go to Yankee Stadium.
No part of me at all.
Will sit in the left field seat. No. Why not?
For a lot of reasons.
You can catch a ball in life-changing event. You can't play the lottery. No one's saying you should.
I can't. That's
right.
You
can't. But you can go to Yankee Stadium and catch a baseball.
Yeah, no. True. Not going.
Why not?
No interest in it.
Why?
Number one, I don't like baseball.
You don't like $3 million?
Of course. I've never seen $3 million. Well, that's not true. I won it once. No. No. And it didn't change my life, sadly enough. It's a great question, Evan, and I have no good, plausible answer for why I have no interest in going. I guess I'm not entertained enough by baseball to go.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Plus, he's going to get four at-bats, and my luck, I'll go to the game, he says, I'm going to take this one off.
I'll tell you, man. I'll make you this prediction. First of all, he doesn't need
an
off day.
He's going to play all
three. He's playing all three games at Yankee Stadium.
He's not going to play all four in Texas.
No, and I get that. They have a doubleheader on Tuesday. You want to sit one of those games, fine. Yeah. But does Aaron Judge look like a guy that needs an off day?
No, but I'll give him credit for this because Aaron Boone told this story. He told it to me. He said it publicly that once they clinched the division the night before, one of the first one-on-one conversations he had with any of the players was Aaron Judge. And he goes, you tell me what you want to do. Whatever you want to do, I'm going with it, right?
Right.
And Aaron Judge said, and you got to love him for this, I want to play. Now, if he hits 62 on Friday night, tomorrow night, he might say, I'm good to go on Saturday. I'm not playing. That's possible.
Right.
Because then he's got the record.
Yeah.
Like, then it's just a matter of how many more does he hit.
I do
He's not getting to 73.
Even though Boone would be doing nothing wrong, I wonder if he feels pressure about the fact that there's going to be 45,000 people there.
You're saying he hits it on Friday, what do you do Saturday, Sunday?
Yeah, I think there may be more pressure to have to play him at home.
Well, I would say if you are looking to make money on your ticket, here's where you're in a very interesting spot. Right now, and you can look it up, those tickets are ridiculous.
Yes.
Specifically, the outfield seats are stupid. Evan will give you the exact number now.
Yes.
This morning it was $350. I was told right before he came on it might be double that now.
Wow.
You'll check, okay?
Yeah, I'm checking.
Here's the rub, though. Let's say you're lucky enough, you bought a ticket for $30 months and months ago. If you don't sell them now, and he hits it tomorrow, the Saturday and Sunday tickets are worthless.
I don't know. Worthless?
Worthless. 64 is not worth more than 62.
What if it's his last? You don't think that's worth more?
I you could call Brandon Steiner if you want.
Whatever the final number is, and we have no idea what it is. The guy could hit three home runs in Texas. I have no idea. But wouldn't you think whatever that number lands at, that home run would have great value?
Evan, I'll tell you this. I am not an expert by a long shot on memorabilia. I don't claim to be.
Oh, my God.
My gut tells me that 62 is more valuable than anything after that.
Okay.
All right, so you're looking at it, right?
Yes.
What's the price?
The get-in price, just to get to the game, is about $75, which is pretty high.
That's anywhere, though.
Anywhere.
That's probably foul territory.
No doubt.
Yeah.
No, I'm not saying
it. Okay.
If you want to sit in section 136,
where is that?
Which
that's
is left center
right?
field.
Yeah. Yep.
$567 a ticket.
That's for tomorrow.
That's for Friday.
Okay.
Yes.
Do you have Saturday or Sunday?
I do.
Go.
It's loading right now. Okay. Please wait while we load for tickets.
It's
going to
be
New
less.
York Yankees.
But that number's going to drop as soon as he hits it. Becomes worthless.
I don't know. It's going to drop. I don't know about worthless. Worthless is too strong.
All right. So it's $500 to change to you sit in the bleachers.
All right. Here we go. You ready?
That's a $30 ticket.
Same section for Saturday. The get in for there would be $318.
Yeah, almost half.
Yeah, but still a lot.
Compared to the face value, sure.
So last night, while I'm watching the Met game, my plan was, as a good talk show host, when I'm done with the Mets, when I'm done with the Braves, Nationals, I'll watch the Yankee game on DVR.
Yeah.
I don't want to know anything. I'll watch it when I'm done. As I'm watching the Met game, a Fox News banner pops up on my screen.
Oh.
Aaron Judge hit 61st home run.
Oh, you try to avoid it as much as you
can. So as much as I've perfected the DVR...
Yeah.
Sometimes news gets in the way.
What did you think about the radio and the TV call? Because I have a pretty strong opinion on it.
What did I think of the radio and the TV call?
Have you heard both? I assume you
I have, yes. I'm trying to... I thought what Kay did was very creative, and I'm not sure if you know what he did. That's obviously pre-planned, but I actually don't dislike it.
Okay.
He paid homage to the call on Roger Maris's 61st home run.
Okay.
He did that. Okay. I thought that was kind of cool. And it wasn't forced to the point where you probably don't know that. And no offense to you.
I had no idea.
Had no idea. So it's not forced. So if you appreciate it, great. And if you don't, not a big deal.
He mimicked the words that were used back in 61.
Can you get the Roger Maris home run call?
Which, radio or TV?
The TV one.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
I forget. Maybe they were both.
But is it Mel Allen?
I think it was Phil Rizzuto.
Rizzuto. Okay. Fair enough.
Get that call. You have it? Not quick enough.
They'll get it. All right. So,
I appreciated that. Okay. John was John.
Yeah.
I think John is Mr. Reliable. As long as he doesn't screw up a call by thinking it was foul or thinking it was caught, his home run calls all kind of have that same big feel
I thought both calls were fine. I thought John did what he does for Aaron Judge.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't think he tried to make a bigger mockery of it.
No.
And I thought Michael Kay's call was fine. Like, I don't think either call is like, oh, my God, I got to get that call into the Hall of Fame right now. That's the greatest call I ever heard.
Right, right.
Neither call sucked either.
Right.
I want to be clear about that. And maybe the next one, when he breaks the record, will be this call's more about me than it is about him.
Well, think about this.
If you're the broadcaster, as much as you're being paid, you have to paint the picture, to tell the story, you also are very well aware, because of the world we live in now, that your call is going to be critiqued as much as the player's performance.
Oh, absolutely.
So I would think, as big as last night was,
I agree.
When you break the record, that call, whether the critics like it or not, and I would say to Michael Kay and to John Sterling, that's the call that becomes your legacy.
No doubt. I think that the proof of that is I don't remember 61 for Mark McGwire. I don't remember hearing 60 for Roger Maris. Those are the tying records, obviously, at the time. We remember the record-breaking home run.
Which is why the next home run is the legacy call.
And I thought Bob Costas made a great point when he did the K-Rod broadcast, when he said one of the most underrated calls in the history of baseball was Joe Buck's call of McGwire 62. And his reason for it, I thought this was fascinating. He said, because it wasn't a moonshot. You didn't have time to know. It was close. It was a very
un-McGwire. Was it down the left field line?
Yes, good call. Against Steve Traxel. And so Joe Buck did, it's got a chance.
We'll get that one, too, over the course of the next.
It was a great point by Costas. I never thought about it that way, but it's true. Like, it wasn't an obvious call, which almost makes it more difficult, I think.
Yeah, we got lots to do. We got phone numbers to give you, too. 877-337-6666. Carton and Roberts on the Fan, live from the Town Fair Tire Studios, powered by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. After the break, we'll let you hear the calls in case you haven't heard them yet. TV, radio, the call from 61, and if you can find that Joe Buck call from McGwire that Evan's talking about, I'd like to hear that one again, too.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts. We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.